Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Week 3 of the NFL kicks off tonight. Bills hosting the Dolphins. Ravens, week 3 opponent. Lions, Monday Night Football at the Bank. And joining us now to talk Ravens and preview week 3 is Brian Baldinger. And Baldy is the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, we've seen two games from this Ravens team. Defensively, it was horrible week one. It was really good week two against a Joe Flacco that very much looked like a 40-year-old quarterback. When it's all said and done, what game do you think will be more telling of what to expect for with this defense?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That's quite a response.
I guess. He didn't want any part of it, I guess.
Oh, that was such an intimidating question that you scared Baldy and his deformed finger.
Deformed. Yeah, right. But with Thursday night tonight, Jason, and you, of course, do want to bet with Beltway Ben Hall every single day. It's a big point spread. Was it 12, 11 and a half points? Are you even touching that at all tonight? Do you have any plays tonight?
No, I've got, if you watch the show, we've got parlays tied to the Bills winning the first half. We've got parlays tied to the Bills winning the game by at least 7. I've played it mostly through Josh Allen. I just think they go as he goes, and his arm, not so much his legs, but his arm at home against this opponent has really led the way, and I think this is the worst iteration of Miami's defense in a while. So I think he's going to find joy throwing the ball from the pocket. I think it'll be spread around all over the place, so it makes it a little difficult to figure out things from that regard. But, playing him, 200 to 225 passing yards, not going crazy. I do think he throws a couple touchdown passes.
We do have Baldy back, and Baldy, back to the Ravens defense. What can you really glean from their performance against the Browns? Because Joe Flacco did not look all that good.
Well, I mean, they don't catch the ball too good either. So they drop a lot of passes like they did to Cincinnati, and that's the reason why they lost. But, Cedric Tillman doesn't separate from anybody. I thought, Roquan came after those rookie running backs, and they didn't really hold up in, pass protection. They might like those guys, but Roquan tested them pretty good. And so, Joe was running. And if Joe's moving and running, it generally isn't going to be very good. I thought, defensively, physically, whether it was Matabike, whether it was Roquan, Kyle, I mean, those guys played really, really well and really limited Cleveland and their opportunities, all the way to the end. I mean, the touchdown in garbage time by Dylan Gabriel was fine. But, I mean, for the most part, they just really controlled the game. And then they made the two big defensive plays, one for a touchdown, one that set up a touchdown. And so, the defense basically outscored Cleveland's offense.
Lions, again, small sample size for everybody, but kind of a tale of two games, getting kind of, I felt like, beat down in the trenches by the Packers, and then absolutely eviscerating Chicago any way they wanted and pouring it on deep into the fourth quarter, which felt a little, seemed a little personal to me. I get it. With the whole Ben Johnson thing. What's the reality for them? Somewhere in between, can they get Sonic and Knuckles going against the defense as good as this? Do they want to try this secondary out with Goff in the pocket?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, they've got explosive players, and you saw it from both Gibbs and Jameson Williams last week. But Goff also had time. And if you give Goff time, he's going to carve you up.
Yeah.
And that's what he did in Chicago. And Chicago really couldn't mount any kind of a, you know, pass rush. And they couldn't pressure him. And so it was just a long day. Now, against Green Bay, like you said, Jason, it was completely different. But, you know, they shut down the run that day. They limited the explosive plays. You know, and so it was the tale of two games. But so, you know, this week, you know, Detroit, like, you've really got to make them pay in the middle. I mean, they've got some new guys inside a guard, and Glasgow slides from guard to center, and they weren't very good up front against Green Bay. So they have all of the blitz schemes. They have all the talent in the world to really collapse the interior of that Detroit offensive line. And I would think that would, when they do pressure and they do, whether it's twist stunts, Jason, or whether it's blitzes like with Roquan, I would think they would come right up the middle at them.
We're speaking to Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Our insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. It's inside access on the Fan. Baldy, earlier in the show, we were talking about Lamar Jackson and his dominance against NFC opponents. Lamar is 24-2 as a starting quarterback against NFC teams, but the rushing yards by the Ravens in those games, they averaged 189.5 rushing yards per game, 5.77 yards per carry. Jason had the passing numbers for Lamar. They're off the charts. What makes him so effective and so hard to defend for these NFC teams?
Well, I don't know what the record is against AFC teams. I know the Eagles beat him last year in Baltimore. But, you know, he's still an ascending player. Like, if Cleveland wants to sell out to stop Derrick Henry in the run game like they did last week, and they were very, very good at it, all right, some guys that we don't necessarily hear from very much in that offense are going to beat you, you know, including, you know, what, you know, DeAndre Hopkins did. I mean, he put the ball right on a tee. And so you want to take the running game away, Lamar will go out there and throw four touchdown passes against you. I just think they're difficult to defend because they have so much to defend. And, you know, it obviously starts with the run game. And that was a good game plan by Schwartzy on Sunday. You know, I mean, they kept that game close. If the offense in Cleveland could have, you know, mustered some, you know, it could have been a much better game than, you know, the final score. But, you know, this is what teams are faced with, whether it's AFC or NFC right now. It's, okay, what do you want to try to take away? I mean, I would do what Schwartzy did. I would try to take Derrick Henry and Lamar in the run game away as much as I could. You know, you saw him move Myles Garrett all over the defensive line. You saw him play with a 5-man defensive line, a 6-man defensive line. Like, you know, okay, well, that man-to-man coverage can only hold up so long. And, you know, Lamar made them pay for it. So I just think they're very difficult to defend. I think Todd Monken is a great play caller, a great developer of players. And, you know, I think the tight end position is a little, you know, wonky right now, but the receiver position is still pretty good.
Is this going to be a bloodbath tonight, Baldy, in Buffalo?
Yeah. I mean, look, New England went down to South Florida in that heat down there, and they, you know, like if there is a strength to this Miami team, it is the defensive line. They've got, you know, a lot of number one picks, a lot of high salary players. They've added some resources there. They just paid Zach Sealer, and really Drake May had his way with whatever he wanted to do. And their rookie left tackle, rookie guard, you know, rookie running back, it didn't seem to make much difference down there.
Yeah.
You know, they played better on offense. Tua didn't look as flummoxed as he did the week before against Indianapolis. But, you know, they still, you know, they had a chance, Jason. I don't know how much of you watched, but you get the ball with, but I mean, we watched Baker go down the field 2 weeks in a row and put the ball in the end zone. You know, when they had to go win the game, and Tua had the ball at his own 40 with 1:50 to go win the game. And they, you know, they They just make one mistake after another, and they couldn't put a drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Together.
Baldy, the Steelers have the highest paid defense in all of football, and they are not performing like it at all. Is this correctable for Pittsburgh?
Good question. Because, you know, the guys that we usually hear about, whether it's Cam Hayward or CJ or Highsmith or, you know, some of these guys, like, they haven't really showed up. And, you know, if they were on the call with us right now, I wouldn't have any fear about saying it because I think they have to look in the mirror and say, okay, you know. But, you know, they have not made plays. And then they've gotten pushed around up front. You know, the Jets were just god-awful against Buffalo, but that same group pushed the Steelers all over the place and ran 482 yards. So, you know, the thing that was kind of disturbing to me, though, was I went back and watched the opening touchdown of the season for the Jets. They ran a deep cross, and they hit Garrett Wilson for a touchdown. You know, they had the tight ends were in a wing formation. They had cut splits. Seattle ran the same play. They saw it. They put the same play in, and they scored the same touchdown to Torrey Horton, the rookie. They ran the exact same play. They made the exact same mistake in the secondary. And so you just wonder, you know, like how much of this stuff is getting pointed out, you know, where they could make the same mistake with a lot of veterans back there, Jalen Ramsey and, you know, the guys that are back, they're all veteran players. Not like rookies are making mistakes. These are guys who've been around the league for a long time.
Baldy, what are reasonable expectations for the Cincinnati Bengals the next 3 months without Joe Burrow?
Well, they should have lost the game on Sunday. I mean, you know, Jacksonville could catch it. Brian Thomas, I mean, that was terrible what happened to those wide receivers. But regardless, I mean, they're 2-0. The defense is better. There's no question. It is better than it has been. It's not a sieve.
Yeah.
Although Jacksonville had, you know, they had a lot of success. But Jake Browning did enough. I mean, Jamar Chase could catch passes for me and you, Jason. the guy's just something. He's just out of this world. So, I mean, you still got Jamar, you got T, and this Chase Brown's a good player. I don't think they protect very well up front. It's an issue for Jones, and it's going to be an issue for Jake Browning. But they can, you know, I mean, this is a huge week for them right now. If they can find a way to, you know, beat Minnesota, who's, you know, got Carson Wentz at quarterback, and they could get to 3-0. I mean, they haven't been 3-0 in I don't know how long. So this is critical this week. Minnesota is still a good team. I don't know what Carson Wentz is going to do. Nobody does. But, you know, he's going to get, you know, he's going to get the ball and see what he can do. So it's salvageable because I think Jake has played pretty good 2 years ago when he had to come in and play. And so it might be enough to, you know, float him into December if somehow Joe can come back from this thing.
He's all to see NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, thanks as always. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. You
thanks,
bet.
Buddy.
Look forward to it.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Brittany Giroli of The Athletic, her, Ken Rosenthal, they broke the story. Mike Elias, he was promoted to president of baseball operations last winter. Why has there not been any press release or any confirmation from the club? We will get Britt's thoughts at 3:30. But coming up next, we're going to hear from Dan Campbell. And yesterday, we were looking back at that game against the Lions in 2023 when the Ravens beat the brakes off them when they came to Baltimore. Dan Campbell was asked what he remembered from that matchup. We'll play that sound next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.